Hello all, it's us back with the Cumbria Cult Cinema Cast. And how are you all doing this good evening, or daytime, morning, noon, night? I don't know, whenever you're listening to us, who knows? You could be in the bath, you could be, I don't know, having vinegar strokes with your missus.
Having a shit.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I just hope you enjoy listening to us. I hope you all enjoyed our top 12 of 2021 that came out last week. We had hope you had as much fun listening to it as we had doing it. And tonight, it's all about films we've picked for each other. So I picked the lads two films each, and they picked me a film each. Well, three films, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I stitched the boys up, to be honest.
I did too.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't pick what I thought you'd like.
No, Daz didn't.
I think you half stitched me.
Yeah, possibly.
But we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But, you know, what I chose for the guys, I absolutely adore the films and watch them on a regular... And, well, saying that, there's one I haven't watched for a long time and I need to pick it up on Blu. The other I've watched quite regularly, steadily enough. And Daz is too. Certainly watch them quite often as well. So, yeah, there we go. Films we pick for each other. So I'll start. It's me to go first. And what picked for me, it came out 2017, American psychological horror, religious claptrap, pile of poo.
Don't hold back, Paul.
No, directed by Darren Aronofsky.
Great director.
Oh, he is, you know what I mean? It's got a great cast. Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, Ed Harris, Michelle Pfeiffer, you know, Domhnall Gleeson, Kirsten Wiig, and it is it's pretentious biblical trash. A great cast wasted in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I got the whole analogies, Mother Earth and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, Bible really. It's but, you know, yeah. The whole analogy for the Bible from start to
finish.
But yeah, I kind of picked it because you were picking kind of ones that were meant to be kind of like bad films that you loved. I knew... I couldn't pick you a bad film that you love because you love all the bad films. I thought the ones that you don't like are the pretentious ones, but I like a few pretentious ones. So I thought I'm going to pick him a pretentious one that I like that I know he'll fucking hate just for a laugh.
And
stitched him up, like,
you know what I mean? And it's basically it's set in a house, and nobody's character name gets mentioned in the entire film.
Yeah, that's true.
And you've got Jennifer Lawrence's character and Javier Bardem's character. See, I know how to pronounce Javier Bardem.
I'm pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, because I've heard it been
said
pronounced.
So many times. Well, he's a dude, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he is. And he was a great Bond villain.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Well, he's just an imposing bloody hulk of a man, isn't he?
You know what I mean? Well, this is it.
I'll take him.
And they're living in the house they're doing up, which is supposedly Earth. Yeah. And they let this guy in, Ed Harris, who's a bit of a prick. But the husband likes him and the kind of bond. Then his missus turns up. And then...
She's Eve and he's Adam.
Yeah, and then Domhnall Gleeson and his brother turns up. And that's
Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel. And one of them does one in. And it all just goes mental. And it all just goes... Where? What?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've watched films with some pretty thin plots. And that was... Do you know what I mean? I know a lot
of
people.
It's the plot of the Bible.
As I've said, you know, I've read the Bible, and it's the greatest story ever told because it's just a story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's all sorts going on here, but we're not going into the old thing. And I mean, I also thought it was kind of, you know, from trying to rip off Rosemary's Baby a little bit as well in parts.
I think they sold it as that because one of the big things when it came out that pissed people off was the trailer made it out to be just a standard horror, and lots of people went just looking for a standard horror and kind of came out halfway through going, what the fuck was I just watching?
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I've got to admit, not being sold to me.
No, I'm not. I think you have to...
It's not being sold to me. I like modern horrors. I like the likes of The Conjurings and Insidious and all that.
It's
all that.
I don't think either you'd like it. I wouldn't recommend this film.
No, he's a fan, but I wouldn't recommend it.
No, but I pick my audience, though, don't I? It's like, I know you guys wouldn't like it, but I know other people that would like it, that I would recommend it to, and I have recommended it to other people, but it's...
I understand
that.
It
keeps coming back with much of the same...
No, people have liked it.
I mean, I'll be honest, I'll watch it. I will watch it at some point. Yeah, but I won't go on my way.
I just thought it was just, you know what I mean, a little bit
pretentious. Don't pull any punches.
It's about as pretentious as it can get. Yeah. Like, and I like some pretentious stuff. But, get more.
Did you know Kirsten Wiig was the last actor cast?
No.
And she only accepted because she just wanted to work with Darren Aronofsky. She was the last actor cast. Jennifer Lawrence had had to take a year off.
Was that when she, was that just before she took, or just after she took?
Because it was mentally a bit much for her.
You know, it's pretty tense for her, I suppose. There's the whole bit at the end with the kind of where they all kind of tear.
Whoa.
It's telling the ending.
I know.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
I didn't rate it. You know what I mean?
What the fuck are you doing?
Michelle Pfeiffer admitted not understanding the script. She read the script and didn't even understand it. I watched it and didn't understand it.
I
watched it. I had a few ideas, but I googled it afterwards, and it wasn't until I googled it that I knew what I'd just watched.
Well, I purposefully
didn't do
any writing on it until I'd watched it.
Yeah,
I took notes as I was, you know, I took a few little notes.
Yeah,
like the first note I wrote was pretentious biblical trash, great cast wasted.
You've said all that already.
And I've said all that, you know what I mean? So, and then I looked at some of the trivia. The one thing that does gut me about the film, that Paramount cancelled a new Friday the 3rd film to make that shit.
Really?
Yeah. So that's going to piss off a fan of Friday the 13th franchise.
Of course it is.
You know what I mean? They cancelled.
What, were they rebooting again? Or
they must have been rebooting it, or it was maybe a sequel to I don't know. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's a tough call, isn't it?
It is. But who knows? There's that many kind of things with Friday the 13th films. Mm. You know, there was web series he's mentioned. Mm. You know, Don't Hike Alone is where it's at the moment.
Right.
Don't Hike Alone is a fantastic Friday the 13th fan film set in the snow that features some of the original cast.
All right.
How long
is it?
I think there's two parts, so it's about 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, maybe an hour.
That's a random question. Like, when you're asking, telling someone about film, how long is it?
Because some fan films are
just 20 minutes. It's got minutes. A good story.
You get a 5-minute film, but if
Tom Matthews
want something a bit fucking meaty.
Yeah.
Tom Matthews is back as Tommy Jarvis. From part 6.
Right.
And so is the Vincent, I forgot his second name. He played the copper in the same film, and he's back in it as well, so it kind of
in her old roles.
Playing the old roles. Fantastic.
Oh, that sounds good.
Really enjoyable.
Alright, okay.
They're in the group.
What's it called? Don't Hike Alone.
Don't Hike Alone. There's two parts. Don't Hike Alone in the snow.
Right, okay.
It's the second one, so you get to see him in the snow in the second one.
Right.
Don't Hike Alone is the first
available
one.
Available on YouTube?
Yes. Brilliant.
There you go.
There we go.
Save some of writing it down if it's on
it. Mother. The shortest review I think you'll ever hear me do.
So you're saying about 9 out of 10? It's 9.5.
Wasn't for you, obviously.
No, it wasn't for me. I don't do a lot of this. Midsummer, I felt, was just...
I love Midsummer.
I still haven't seen it.
I would recommend Midsummer to you.
It was just a Wicker Man rip-off.
Oh, no, it's not.
I don't like Wicker Man, though.
No, there's way more going on it than Wicker Man. Wicker Man's a very one-dimensional story, which is a brilliant story that I love, but Midsummer has more...
No,
more
it's got a great twist, Wicker Man.
Can you hold me pint while I beat this twat?
I love Wicker Man. When we did our Halloween special...
We're talking about when Nicolas Cage, aren't we?
the one that we did years ago.
I had both of them. I had Midsummer and Wicker Man because I love them both. But Wicker Man has loads going on it. The Wicker Man doesn't. There's the whole toxic relationship going on between the new two and the grieving aspect of the fact that what happened to the lead actress. They're not spoilers. It's not spoilers at all.
What we get is a lot of modern horror is up its own butt.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch Midsummer though. It sounds like I'd like it.
Yeah, I like Florence Pugh, who plays the main actress in it. I think she's fantastic and so funny, and a great actress. But I wasn't a fan of Midsommar either. But yeah, so there we go. Mother, pile of pickled poo. That's just my opinion, and it's probably a lot of the same opinion out there, I'd guess.
It's very Marmite.
Marmite.
It's very
and
Marmite.
Ravelic shit.
Marmite. Each to their own, you know. I mean.
Tastes the same, doesn't it?
Am I the only one who likes Marmite?
I love Marmite.
Right, Marmite, so let's pass on to. I'm going to pass over to him now for the first film that I made him watch.
Made him watch.
Okay, so so this one I'd actually been recommended it before by someone else, but I'd kind of never got around to watching it. And it's from 1972. And it's an early John Waters movie, and it's Pink Flamingos.
Believe it or not, that will have been in the first 10 VHS I ever saw Pink Flamingos.
Oh, right, really?
Haven't watched it. I must admit, I need to pick it up on Blu-ray, and I haven't watched it since about 92.
Yeah, I think 90s when I saw it last.
About 92. I've got it on DVD, I just never got round to watching it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I had it, I had a pirate of it, actually. But yeah, it was within the first 10 VHS tapes, and my dad put it on and went, "Look at this, son."
Let's right. So, basically, it's it's a strange film. It's
John Waters, who's a fucking legend. Yeah. That's what you call a cult director.
Yeah, I mean, I'd not watched a lot of his stuff, but I watched. Another one. Well, I'll go through this first before I go into that. But I did watch some more of his stuff afterwards. So basically, it stars Divine, who
walk like a man,
drag queen. Talk you like might know from
the original drag queen. Not the original drag queen, but
she was
on screen.
I just
on
sang
screen.
The song. She sang on the chart, walk like a man.
Yeah,
but Divine's great.
I mean, there was drag queens before her, but
Yeah, to that amount of fame.
Yeah.
Great.
Slightly RuPaul of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was massive. Hairspray probably was his biggest role, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Lust in the Dust.
And he's been described by some as the drag queen of the century, including People magazine, apparently.
There you go.
Right. Sorry to piss on your chips there, pal.
RuPaul. So in this film, she is under the name Babs Johnson. She lives in a caravan with a son and mother who's called Mama Edie. They regard themselves as the filthiest people alive, and they soon, however, have competition from the Marbles family, who are selling heroin to school children and kidnapping and impregnating hitchhikers and selling their children.
See, why don't they make films like that?
They just don't make
films like that anymore.
This fucking woke generation.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Fucking class.
Heroin to school children.
I like a bit of an out there plot. But you can tell it's done on a shoestring with mates doing the acting and him kind of figuring out how to direct as he goes along. But good on him.
John Waters has became for for the people we're able to cults.
Yeah,
folk like cult movies. He's up there. He's one of the greatest.
Yeah. I was looking trivia up on the internet. He is regarded as one of the
greatest directors ever.
One of the greatest cult movies of all time is what I was going to say.
He's classed as one of the greatest directors of all time.
But yeah, I'm not dissing him as a director because, as I said, I watched some of his other stuff. But what I'm saying is that in this movie, it's noticeable. It's one of his earliest works.
Oh yeah,
and you can tell that he's figuring out how to be a director. And the actors, Divine's brilliant. She's, but some of the other ones.
Divine was a star.
Yeah.
Completely from the beginning. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Always right through till the end.
Yeah.
Always fabulous.
Yeah. Always fabulous.
Yeah. Right till the end of the film, which I'll leave that for a minute, what happens at the end. But fucking hell. It's. You can tell it's low budget, but he's got a good idea, and he's just going for it, and that's cool. He's really trying to do something different, and I like that. He's trying to do that. It's very much of a trying to shock movie. There's a lot. I am going to shock you as much as I can.
That's John Waters, though.
Yeah, and it's
pushing
like,
boundaries.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bit. I'm going to say some of the bits that come out. I don't think you wouldn't regard. Yeah, they're not. I got most of them told to me before I watched it. They're not spoilers.
No. The film,
it's from 1972, so
it's nearly 50 year old.
It's just the shit that's happened.
Well, it is 72 to 50 year old this year.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Yeah.
My 50th this year.
Old bastard.
No, you know.
So you've got a guy going up to two schoolgirls with a sausage attached to his penis. That was one of the lighter bits at the start. There's a bit where two of them are having sex. And there's a chicken in the middle that he keeps dragging into the middle, and there's the humping until the chicken gets killed. And like, you don't see the point that the chicken's killed, but like suddenly it cuts back again, and the chicken's just covered in blood. And I googled it, and yeah, the chicken did die, so they just carried on with the scene. So like, so John Waters basically said, which is fair enough. You fucking eat a chicken. At least it died for some art, kind of thing. It was like, you know, kind of like, you know, well, it died, but then we ate it. That was the other thing. He said we ate it afterwards. So
there
it would have been killed.
Roast dinner.
So there you go.
Roast dinner in a movie scene.
Yeah, that's it. So,
Well, it's not what not.
Yeah.
There's no difference to that, what they've done in Cannibal Holocaust.
No, absolutely
no,
not.
No. It's, yeah, it's, I mean, as you say, if you, you can't get annoyed with stuff like it's like a while ago there was a cow loose in the city in Carlisle.
I remember it,
and it got shot, and everyone was outraged that it got shot, and it was like it escaped from the abattoir. What the fuck do you think was going to happen to it? They were like, I can't believe you shot the cow. It escaped from an abattoir.
It made the cunning fucking plan. It was like chicken run.
That's it.
It was like chicken run. Right, listen, Daisy, I'm off. Right.
Great escape.
Just pretend I'm here. Keep talking to me.
there's a bit where you kind of there's a woman in the park, and she's kind of you're thinking, oh, she's quite hot. And she gets her boobs out, and you kind of, oh, she's quite an attractive lady. And then she gets her penis out, and it's kind of, that's where you lost me. And then the final bit, and this is at the end of the movie, and I knew this was coming because my mate told me about it. Fuck me. It was, right, so basically, the last scene, there's a little dog, it does a shit. And then Divine goes over to the shit. There's no cuts, so it is. So you know exactly. You've just seen it come out of its ass. Divine then takes the shit, eats it, and like even opens her mouth to show that it's in there and kind of chewing away and shit.
It's the worst. Like
it's fucking horrible. And then apparently, like she rang the hospital the next day to find out, pretending to be the mother of a child that ate some dog shit to see if it would cause any potential damage. And the hospital said, "Well, the only damage it might be is you might get worms or something from it." So I guess that's not too bad as long as you don't die from us. But fuck hell, it was don't watch this film if you're eating. I would say that, especially not if it's
a Mars bar. Yeah,
not for the faint of stomach.
Yeah. No, that is probably one of the grossest scenes I've ever seen in any film ever.
Yeah,
it's if you've seen American Pie the Wedding.
Yes.
This is for people who've never seen
People Eating Pink Flamingos.
Pink Flamingos. Yeah. If you can remember that scene where he eats the truffle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stifler eats it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But actually, instead of it being a fake poo for a movie, it was a real poo.
It was a real poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real boy.
So, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's horrible, that.
Yeah, because he probably opens his
teeth, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's so
nutty.
It's so nutty.
Was it nutty or something?
Something like that.
So good.
Legend, I fucking love
Stifler. American Pie.
I fucking love every single American Pie. Stifler's my favourite.
Yeah. Have you ever watched the straight-to-video ones?
I never watched them.
What is it, Beta House?
Then we do need to do an American Pie podcast.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not? Because I get the other ones watched.
The great.
Yeah,
the
I great, think I've watched Bangkok.
Jim Wynorski wrote Book of Love.
Did he?
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, and there's just been a new one with girls called Girls Rules, and it was alright.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's the great.
I haven't seen those ones, but I love the American Pie series. It's one of my favourite series of movies, franchises.
We've got totally off fucking subject.
So basically, I mean, I'm not going to watch it again. I liked what he was doing. It was.
You're not going to show it to Jess?
No, she would not appreciate that. As I said, I did go and watch John. I watched what you call it now? I forgot the name. God, my mind's gone blank. I watched the one with Stephen Dorff and Michael Shannon.
Cecil B. DeMented.
Great, yeah, enjoyed that.
Really good.
There's still a bit of the kind of, you can see he's got a very kind of, he didn't want a too polished kind of film.
Serial Mom. I love Serial Mom.
Serial Mom is a
great film. Yeah, it's Kathleen Turner.
Cry Baby as well. I think I watched
Cry Baby. Yeah, Cry Baby as well. Is good, yeah.
Tracy Lords, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Early role for Johnny Depp, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, it was for the 90s.
It was an early role.
I suppose, no, fucking. He'd done it. 84?
It was later than that.
Yeah, no, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was Cry Baby?
I haven't got it written.
No,
I can't remember what date it was, but it was late 80s, early 90s, Cry Baby.
Okay.
Still early 90s, in his career, man, you know.
So kind of watched it once, and that's enough for me, but yeah, it was, it's if you want a bit of a shock, if you want to shock someone, I would say that you can bang that on, and it's
a shocker.
So a bit of trivia. Devine was arrested for stealing while filming.
Good effort.
The art department budget was $200.
Show's done it.
Well, the Disney character Ursula from Little Mermaid was inspired by Devine.
Yeah. Oh,
right. When I read that, I thought, of course she fucking was.
Sorry, I shouldn't say it, but
Can totally tell.
Yeah.
There's a bit.
Did it say anything? Did I?
No.
There was a bit where a turd was delivered through the post in a box. That was Divine's actual real turd.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lived up to her name then, eh?
Yeah. And there was a sequel pen 15 years later, but was stopped following the death of Edith Massey and Divine, which kind of, without them two, she was the mama, Edie. So without them two, they just decided it wasn't worth it. So that was it. Yep, Pink Flamingos, and over to Daz.
Right, so the first film I was given is a 1968 classic, so I'm told, by Ted V. Mikkels. And it's called The Astro Zombies. And I've got to say, it's absolute batshit crazy. But you've got Wendy Corey, John Carradine, Zanette, William Bagdad, Tom Pace.
I mean, this was a point when John Carradine was just taking paychecks for whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which was sad, really.
He's
such a great actor.
Yeah.
And he done some, you know, terrible classics, shall we say.
I mean, this is a B-movie of the highest order.
What? It's a Z-movie, man.
It is. One of the bits of trivia on it is that it's regarded as one of the worst films ever made.
Oh, yeah, completely.
So, thanks for that, Paul.
No, you're welcome. It's insane. It's just nuts. And I can remember seeing it in the 80s and just going, what the hell? I've only seen it about three times.
Must have more than once.
So once in the 80s, I've seen it once in the 90s, and I watched it again a few months ago.
I think I would put it on, but I wouldn't have the sound.
I think I've got it on Blu-ray amongst all that as well.
Have you? I'll give you a quick lowdown of what happens. So a disgruntled mentalist DeMarco creates an astro zombie from a criminal's corpse. His creation goes on a bit of a killing spree and grabs the attention of like spies and the three letter agencies, you know. So they're all after this killer astro zombie, which the makeup is, well, it's a mask.
Right.
That's the makeup, isn't it? That's the whole film. It's right. A mask. Just a dude in a mask.
It's not, like not Scooby-Doo then, basically.
It's
a, you know what, it looks like a Scooby-Doo.
It's certainly one monster. To watch with your mates, pissed up, stoned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of when those
you're not
films.
When you're not paying attention to it, really.
Yeah.
But it's there in the background. Because it is, what happens on screen is funny. It is funny. I mean, I never watch it again.
It's the first time.
I I was saying to you guys before, if I was doing a gig, I'd have that playing behind while the music.
Oh yeah, something like that would be absolutely ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's astro zombies.
Yeah. So you've got like the whole Frankenstein and Igor relationship with the doctor, and he's probably near enough hunched over and everything. Loved it. And there was a follow up. Mark there's the been, Astro Zombies.
There's been
2004.
There's been umpteen sequels to it.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's
it's not a film that deserves a sequel, I'll be honest.
And there has been, I think there's about three or four of them now. I haven't seen any of them, I must admit, the sequels.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, no, I've just seen the original. But I think there's been about three or four of them.
Right.
Insanity. Absolute.
Yeah, I mean, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can watch it on YouTube for free. The Astro Zombies... I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, I'll be honest.
Oh, I would. Imbibe.
Yeah, imbibe. But like you say, drink. Yeah, drink.
Drink, smoke, put it on, and you'll...
Don't have the sound on. Play some Pink Floyd.
Yeah. You'll love it, and you'll laugh. You'll fucking laugh like fuck. It's great.
I've heard, if you start it at the same time as The Wall, it makes loads of sense.
But putting it on the same time as Caught the Crimson King by King Crimson.
Yeah,
sinking up on the third astro zombie sighting, it sinks up beautifully.
No, look, yeah, like you say, you sound off in the background, perfect.
Because it's just insane.
Yeah, it is crazy, but don't try and follow the story.
There's absolutely no point.
Anyway, I'll give you some bits of trivia on it. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because, to be honest, I've wrote some stuff down and I've got it wrong. But I'll give you some trivia. It was shot over a period of 6 days. And to be honest, I thought that was overestimate. I thought they'd knocked it out in a one-er.
One take.
That's it.
Tura Santana wore her own gowns in this movie. She does look very glam. She's in Faster Pussycat Kill Kill.
All right.
A sequel, like I said, Mark of the Astro Zombies. Some 33 years later.
Yeah. It's insane, man. Honest to God. Woff, you need to watch it, dude.
I'm not going to watch it.
You need to watch it.
Here we go. I think this is what I was trying to say.
When have I ever steered you wrong?
Oh, right.
Pink flamingos.
Yeah, we've literally talked about one.
Yeah.
This is what I was talking to about before. Co-writer and co-producer Wayne Rogers would go on and become a star in the TV series MASH. That's...
Right.
who was that?
So I maffed up before, didn't I? And yes, many critics regard this as the worst film ever made. There you go. It's not that bad. I have seen worse. I really have.
Yeah, I have.
Recently.
But Planetmine from Outer Space is often, and Battlefield Earth, I've heard of two that are often mooted as.
Battlefield
Earth was atrocious.
I've tried Battlefield Earth.
Plan 9 is amazing. I love Plan 9.
Oh, yeah, that's,
don't say anything bad about Plan 9.
I've not seen it, that's just off.
Don't even start me on Plan 9.
Oh my god, it's all getting hot in here.
Never seen it, but it's just something that often comes up. I think maybe like So Bad It's Good kind of thing, I don't know, but that's just kind of one of those things that comes up.
You just need to watch Plan 9 from Outer Space. You know what I mean? And it is fabulous.
Right.
Edward D-Wood Jr.
Yeah.
Is,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not Edward Woodward.
No. You are woo-woo.
Yeah, yeah. You are woo-woo. Yeah. But yeah, I Plan 9. Adored it since I first saw it.
I've seen it in bits. Probably seen all of it. It's one of them films. I don't think I've ever sat down and watched it all because life's too short. I'm joking.
What are you saying? Life's too short. It's Plan 9. It's must watch for any film fan.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, it really is.
I've heard it up there, but like, you know, it's like, yeah, there's. I don't know. I've not heard good things about it other than from you. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just going on hearsay. It's not that I've seen it and rated it badly.
Bela Lugosi was not in the actual film itself. Because the stuff that was filmed with Bela Lugosi in it was actually just filmed for something else completely.
Yeah, right. I think you've told me that.
Aye. And the guy who played Edward, who you think, well, you don't think because you can tell, it was, I think it was Edward's wife's chiropractor. And he just wore a cape up over his face.
Brilliant.
And that it was supposed to be Bela Lugosi who died from, I think it was heroin overdose.
Fucking hell.
Who'd starred in a few Edward films beforehand.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's all the other stuff was just randomly filmed.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why and
it was a bit like a Princess Leia in the Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But she's not really saying anything of it with any meaning because they've just got using stock takes of all stuff.
It's done better than Plan 9.
Right. I could believe that.
Yeah. So yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm just about done with that, mate. Like PD says, get some drinks and stuff and have it on in the background. And it's nice to have it in the background, but don't try and follow the story. That's my advice.
Drinks, few smokes, put it on, enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be watched in my eyes.
Well,
bunch of mates, you're all chatting away and you dip into the film now again by just going, what the fuck hell's going on again?
Yeah.
It's one of those films.
Yeah, totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that's me done, mate.
Over to me. So, right, this was picked by Daz Wood. And it was a two-parter. So I had to watch nearly 6 hours of film. Good to be fair, I did want to see it.
You've talked about it for a while, haven't you?
And this was It, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. First part came out in 2017. And it had that kind of, well, you know,
Stranger Things sort of vibe.
It was already written like that, you know. If anything, Stranger Things kind of.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely. You know, but I mean on screen.
Yeah.
On screen, I mean.
Well, you had Bill Skarsgård playing Pennywise.
Very good job.
I think we all know the story of it. Pennywise the clown.
Yeah.
Derry is basically haunted Derry for
centuries.
Every 27 years.
27 years.
Yeah, something like that. He turns up.
Yeah, 27 it is. Yeah, yeah.
He turns up. I mean, I read the book back in the 80s. I absolutely adored the Tim Curry.
Oh, we all do, mate. Yes, we all do.
The only thing with it was the ending, which they couldn't all have the ending from the book.
Yeah, it's the weird spider thing.
Again, with the ending of this one was a bit.
I wasn't impressed with the ending, it was a shame, really, I thought.
I mean, the young cast, you had Finn Wolfhard in there from Stranger Things.
I was good as the comedy kind of...
And the young cast were absolutely excellent in the first
part.
Amazing.
The first part is the standout part, isn't it?
Oh, first one's much better.
Much better. Out of the two, definitely. The first part is fantastic, but, you know, I mean, the way they did it in the 90s version... Was the intercut the two didn't, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah, they went back and forth. But this one concentrates on.
I thought it was primarily done the same. Little clips.
There was a little bit of back and forth, you know what I mean? It was kind of.
Was it two episodes? Or three episodes?
Two hour and a half episodes.
The first one was predominantly the kids, and the second one was
predominantly the adults. Yeah. But there was a bit of flashbacks between.
Yeah. There was a bit.
A bit more than there was flashbacks between the two. Because it kind of.
Yeah.
Once it got from the. You know, the kids one to the adults one, it was pretty much.
Yeah.
That was the kids done. There was a couple of little flashbacks, but I thought the other one had done more flashbacks.
Yeah.
But again, it's a long time since I've watched the 90s one.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched it a few months ago.
So. I've got the steelbooks for these two.
Aye.
And I've got the steelbook for...
And you hadn't watched it?
And I hadn't watched it, and I had the steelbooks sitting on my shelf. Yeah. And I've got the steelbook for the 90s one as well.
Right.
Great Tim Burton on the cover as...
Tim Rice.
That's his brother.
Chip shop.
Tim Burton would do a good Tim version. Curry.
Tim Curry was absolutely fantastic. But Bill Skarsgård and the way he twisted his body and...
Well, I think I read a thing with him, and because obviously, like, Tim Curry was brilliant, but Bill Skarsgård did it differently, because he couldn't compare himself to the Tim Curry version. So what he did was he tried to play Pennywise more as an animal. He said, I'm not going to play Pennywise as a human with a bit of animalistic qualities. I'm going to play as an animal that's kind of human. So that's what made it two different.
A bit more of a predator.
Which I think kind of separated the two quite nicely.
You know, I mean, there was still... I mean, the newer one had a bit more about the bullies in compared to the original one. You know what I mean? The bullies were only kind of... The adult part was kind of left out more, wasn't it? It was missing from the film.
Yeah.
But thoroughly enjoyed the first part and thoroughly enjoyed the second part. So it was...
Yeah. You've got some great actors in the second part.
McAvoy.
You know what I mean? So in the second part, you know, the kids, 27 years later, Pennywise is back. I think it's 27 years anyway. We're going with 27
years. I'm pretty sure it is 27.
Yeah, 27 sounds right.
It rings true. It
rings true at the top of the age. So
it's a random number, isn't it?
Yeah. We're all agreeing on it, so it's 27 years. Even if it's 23, it's 27 years.
You can't. Never mind.
So, you know, they've done him in. Flash forward, 27 years, sir. He's back, and Mike Hanlon's the only one who's still in Derry, and the other are off doing, you know, the famous comedians, writers, and
who plays the comedian again? What's his name?
I was trying to think there. I'm just looking it up now. He's a famous comedian, but I can't remember his bloody name.
He does all the noises.
I've got it written down. Wait a minute, I've got it written down just in case I needed it. Bill Hader.
Bill Hader. Yeah. He's been in Star Wars.
I couldn't think of his bloody name.
He did BB-8.
The adult cast. You've got Jessica Chastain.
He did BB-8. There you go. Bill Hader did BB-8. Right.
There you go.
Didn't know that.
Jessica Chastain's in there as Beverly Marsh.
Or Chastain.
Yeah, Chastain. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. There we go then. James McAvoy. Is it McAvoy?
Yes.
McAvoy.
It's McAvoy.
McAvoy. Bill Hader, Richard Tozier. Isaiah Mustafa as Mike Hanlon, J. Ryan, Ben Hanscom, you know, and the adult cast is fantastic. Pennywise is back, you know, and they find themselves going up against him, and, you know, beating him again, basically.
Yeah.
But all the lives have been shattered and everything else from there, but they'd forgotten all about.
Things came back, didn't they?
As soon as you get back to Derry.
That's it.
I mean, Stephen King's got a great mind.
This is it. And he's wrote so many great books.
Yeah.
And I believe there's sequels to it now.
Right,
really? Books are tied into characters
in
mentioned.
In the world.
You know, as we all know, I mean... He was doing the whole shared universe thing before
Castle Rock.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch
the first series.
I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed both seasons.
Because the first one's got Bill Skarsgård in it, doesn't it?
Bill Skarsgård, isn't it? Yeah,
but Stars.
It's on Stars.
Right.
It's worth watching. I bet your Kerry would like it as well.
Right. Jack Dylan Grazer, Eddie was the first actor of the kids to work with Bill Skarsgård. Pennywise has only 4 minutes of dialogue in the entire film, in the first film.
Really? Now, he talks really early on.
Yeah.
But 4 minutes?
That's not a lot.
It's not a lot. When he says, hey, Georgie.
yeah.
you know. That's what, a couple of seconds?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, it doesn't add up to much.
It doesn't need to say a lot.
No,
fucking
no.
Fucking hell, man, he really doesn't.
It was the teeth prosthetics that made Bill Skarsgård drool.
Darn.
So they just kept it in.
Perfect.
Which added to that ravenous nature of his
cat. The creature, yeah.
Let's have a look.
Hey, Georgie.
Oh,
Tim Curry version, innit?
It is such...
Iconic. You know, it's an iconic horror figure. Yeah, Pennywise,
as well. Pennywise is, and what they've done, because they changed it so much from the Tim Curry version.
Yeah.
But they've done it right, haven't they?
He's in it though, isn't he? He's when he goes into the room full of clowns.
Tim Curry's in there.
No, the Pennywise version.
Oh, he is. You're right.
Bill Hader was unaware that Bill Skarsgård could actually move his eyes in two different directions.
Fucking hell, man.
And Hader had asked Skarsgård what kind of editing was done, and he showed him.
I'm freaking right out, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, he's got a natural cod eye anyway, hasn't he?
Man, that's
brilliant. What a cod eye is, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm just laughing.
You know,
so I Google it.
Bill Hader was approached for the role of Richard Tozier based on Finn Wolfhard's wish to cast him.
Right.
Really? Cool.
So, and he felt flattered.
Yeah.
As well, which you would, you know, because that Finn boy is a good little actor who's great.
He's going to go places.
You know what I mean? He's a good little actor.
He's been primed.
He's going to direct a movie, apparently. He's
going to be one of the youngest directors. No,
he must be. Yeah,
he's been in. I've heard that. But he was in a video for Weezer.
When they did Take On Me.
Take On Me, yeah.
Yeah.
He's in that as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Isaiah Mustafa, who played Mike Hanlon, read the book 8 times before filming, so he could understand. Proper understand Mike Hanlon.
Oh, right, bloody hell.
That's the black kid, isn't it?
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So thanks for making me.
Oh, you know what,
I was always going to watch them.
Yeah.
But it just kind of.
It was the push you needed.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, we all have watch lists.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we all go back to our favourite films as well.
It's easy done.
Yeah, we'll all be like,
comfort,
fancy watching something.
Comfort, isn't it?
Fancy watching something, or what do I fancy watching? I'll watch something new, and then you go up to get what you fancy new, and then you don't get it, and you pick up FX again.
Oh, Murder by Illusion.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Love them.
Brian Brown.
Absolutely love them.
Brilliant.
Too, man.
Yeah.
I haven't watched them this year yet.
Oh, you know what? I haven't seen them in years.
Oh, I love them. And they're two films I watch mostly every year.
Really?
Save your time. Save your time. Just watch the first one, though, because the second one is basically the first one again.
Oh,
kind of like. But it's got Bluey in it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That's great.
They were good
Bluey.
Films. Yeah. They were great films.
That's good fun, yeah.
And there's a TV show.
What's that? What, with Brian Brown?
No, Carrie Ann Moss was in it, though.
Was she?
Yeah. Mm. There you go.
Must be from the 90s, then, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I was. Great, I enjoyed it.
There's
2 seasons.
Right. So, I never watched the TV series. It's just the fact that you said Carrie Ann Moss made me think it must be from the 90s.
Hot
property from the Matrix, wasn't it?
So there we go then. So It Parts 1 and 2. That's my choice. That's the choices the boys made for me.
I'm glad you enjoyed.
So, you know, even though I did choose some cracking films for the lads, they won't forgive me.
I haven't finished.
This is true. So we'll pass on to Woth.
Yep. That's
with
me.
Your choice from moi.
Yeah. So this one was from 1982, and it's called Big Meat Eater, which I'd never heard of, other than you mentioned it a few times. It was kind of new to me, but I found it and gave it a watch. It's directed by Chris Windsor, who doesn't seem to have done anything else. He also did. He was also the writer and did the soundtrack as well. So musically, he's good at writing tunes. There's some good tunes, because it is a musical.
It is a musical,
and the music, I'd give a thumbs up, because there's some cracking songs on there. So it stars Clarence Big Miller, who plays Abdullah. I went down a bit of a rabbit hole with him. He was a jazz and blues singer and trumpeter.
Trumpeteer.
I've only put one E in it, so no, it's Trumpeter.
Trumpeter.
I'm sorry.
I've written down with one E, so it's got to be Trumpeter.
Is it a Trumpeter?
Or I haven't
Trumpeter?
Clear, I just want to read. You're probably right. Trumpeter. I don't know.
Puppeteer.
Pianist. I don't know.
He was a Trumpeter. He is a Trumpeter. Oh, I don't know.
He trumpeted. He trumped.
Easily.
Okay, and he performed with, he performed with greats like Oscar Peterson, Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis. And he moved to Canada following racial tensions in the US. He was quite a highly thought of jazz musician.
Yeah.
He only ever did two films. He had a cameo in It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World.
Oh, I love that film.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Great film, isn't it?
And this one where he's got one of the starring roles. It also stars George Dawson, who played Bob Sanderson, who I guess is kind of the main guy. The storyline is basically Bob Sanderson is the butcher of Burkitt Land. Is it Burkitt Land? I can't read my own writing. And he employs basically the recently unemployed Abdullah. Because Abdullah's just killed some people and sang a song in
Baghdad Boogie.
Baghdad Boogie, which is a good song.
Baghdad Boogie, I love it.
And he's this big Turkish black guy, and he's killing and eating people while singing songs, and he calls himself the Big Meat Eater.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My history with this film, we hired it from Azad in Carlisle, which was on Botchergate at the time, and obviously Palace Pictures released it, cover, I think it was Graham Humphreys done the cover, and looks the part. From getting it home, my dad was so pissed off. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was just a kid at the time.
Yeah.
You know, when I seen it, which will have been about, what, I'll have maybe been 10.
Yeah.
Was it suitable for a kid?
Well, the stuff that we were watching, but you've got
different
views on.
And then it turned into a film that my dad would tell his mates to go and hire.
Hmm? Right.
Just because for a joke.
Right.
But I grew to love the film over the years.
Yeah.
And it's one I haven't got on tape yet, and it's one I've been looking for. But I have got it on Blu-ray.
Right.
And I've got a DVD of it as well somewhere. But I've got it on Blu-ray. The actual people who got the rights to it self-released the Blu-ray.
Right.
And it was quite expensive, and me and Steve Bennett bought it. I remember it's great, love it. Absolutely fantastic film.
So at the same time as he's doing all that, Abdullah, there's some aliens in ships from Button Moon, and they're mind controlling the mayor. Losing the plot a little bit at this point, what was going on, like, massively, to be honest. I think they were mind controlling because they wanted him to build a pavilion to land their spaceships on, and it was going to be built in the butcher's shop, so Abdullah was going to get sacked, which obviously Abdullah wasn't happy about.
He loves being a butcher who kills people, and
you don't want to piss him off. And at the same time, and this bit was confusing me even more. There's a family of old school kind of Russians, I think, that have, for some reason, their son is like a young guy in a varsity jacket who, for some reason, has a Cockney accent, while the rest of all are Russian. He invents a flying car.
Of course he does.
Sounds
mental.
and then Bob. Becomes a zombie, and I don't know why, but I'm sure there's some explanation in there. And basically, any more would kind of be ruining the end for you, but it kind of had a climax and stuff, involving the guy in the varsity jacket and Bob and Abdullah. And
And yeah, and it was, yeah, it's kind of, it's like me watching it on a Sunday morning.
Is that when you watched it?
That's when I watched it. I got up and went, right, okay, I'll watch one of these films that PD's recommended to us. And maybe me watching it on Sunday morning, maybe wasn't the right, I think it's probably similar to what you were saying before. Like, if I watched it, you know, pissed up with my mates, it would be a bit of a laugh and you could zone in and out and it would be...
Yeah.
But me watching it on Sunday morning, it was hard to figure out what was going on, and, yeah, and I kind of was zoning in and out a bit. But I also, the music was great. That guy, he's got a future, even though it was 1982 and he doesn't seem to have done much since. But as a songwriter, he could write some tunes, because yeah, there were some great songs. There was one at the end that I was singing, was like Bob's Song or something like that. That was good as well, as Baghdad Boogie. Good tune.
Oh, it's been a film I've always enjoyed since I've seen it. And I've watched it so many times.
Is it anywhere to watch?
I think, did I watch it on YouTube? Maybe I can't.
I'll
watch it now.
I'll have a look.
I can't.
Maybe.
Remember.
Yeah.
I've got the Blu-ray if you need it.
Well, it sounds intriguing.
Well, I mean, I think it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's my kind of humour. Well, just my kind of film. I like to watch and just laugh at.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Thoroughly enjoy it, laughing at it, and just enjoy the silliness of it all. Because I'll admit, I'm the first one to admit, I enjoy some shit.
Oh yeah, I know. That was the purpose of this podcast, wasn't it? You wanted us to watch some of the stuff that we probably wouldn't normally watch.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what I did to you as well, because I was like, I knew you'd never watch Mother, and I thought,
that's it. And we'll do this again as a podcast, because there's so many films
we've got
for each other to watch.
Yeah, yeah. We wouldn't watch otherwise. Exactly. It's like, right, I've got to get you.
We'll
not get you, but it's like, just, I like this film.
Sucker.
It's not normally your type of
Dirty
thing.
Mother, don't say that.
Can't find anywhere to stream or anything.
Yeah, we'll find it. I've got it. I can lend you it on Blu-ray, so don't worry about that.
Yeah,
it's a great film, good fun, I thoroughly enjoy it. It's shit, but great.
Yeah, I'd fun. Again, I probably wouldn't watch it again, but I'm glad I watched it once. If you're going to watch it, it's like similar to what you were saying with Astro Zombie.
It's a one to watch with your pals, a load of years, having a drink, having a smoke, without a doubt.
Yeah.
There's a lot of films I watch like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can play Candy Crush at the same time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, do sort your emails out. But yeah, no, I love it.
So, a bit of trivia on it. I don't think I've got a lot. Yeah, no, I really don't have a lot.
You said a bit at the start with him being the jazz musician and all that.
Yeah, so that counts as one bit. One of my bits of trivia. This is how much I struggled for trivia for it. My first bit of trivia is Butcher Bob's song is catchy.
Nice one. I'd say that's more a bit of advice, is it not?
it's a bit of the next bit's not trivia, it's just weird random accents all over the spot. Cockney, Russian, Scottish, to name a few, and I couldn't quite figure out why, because they're all so pronounced different accents that it was like I think it's just the guy who's wrote it's just like, right, let's just go crazy town, and it's deliberate, and it's good in that respect. So yeah, I'm not. It's like, I think a lot of people will get a lot of enjoyment out of this. After you, Dad.
Okay, right. So my second choice from PD was a 1987 horror movie. Body horror movie, really, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's by Jim Moreau, 1987, like I say, Street Trash.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
Absolutely adore the film. For the first time I watched it, when it first came out on video, it's just, it's a melt movie, and it's fantastic, Daz, and I thought, you need to see it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love the stuff.
Yeah,
and it's in that sort of ilk, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, that's because I've never seen it, but I also remember the video hire, the box the video hire.
I've got
it.
It'll be amongst these on here somewhere.
I can remember us looking at it and going, "That's a cool video cover." But
it's the same video dude who did Spookies, isn't it?
Produced.
The cover work.
I don't know if it is.
Is it not?
No.
Did he not do that? Death Warmed Up as well there?
No.
Who's that then?
Oh, he did do Death Warmed Up, sorry, but yeah. I don't think he did Street Trash.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I don't think he done that one. I'm not sure, he might have, but I don't think he did.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, really enjoyed it.
It's fantastic.
It's such a laugh.
Yeah.
Viper. Jim Moreau, he was a cameraman. He did loads of stuff. He did like Red Dragon, X2, Fast and Furious, Gone in 60 Seconds, Predator 2, Strange Days, Casino, True Lies. Right. All these films.
Yeah.
So that was where his talent was, obviously. The film's great, though. But yeah, I don't think he was born for directing. His camera work's amazing.
Oh, I mean, it's just so insane.
Oh, I mean, right, so the premise of the story is there's this liquor store that all the homeless go to, and he's got this new cheap booze in called Viper.
He finds in the cellar.
There's, right, throughout the movie, there's no exclamation. Explanation to why or how that got there.
No, it's just there.
Or why, you know what I mean? There's no deep... There's no story behind that. I missed the trick, really, I think.
That's kind of like the stuff in it. Like, you never really know where that came from.
It just came from the ground.
It's just there, and it's causing shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's not that much of this Viper stuff sold, really, is there? You don't really see the liquor store owner much. You do see him in one part of the scene, though. Anyway, this Viper alcohol turns homeless people, basically, into melting messes.
It's like...
And it eats them from the inside.
It's like acid.
Yeah. But they really enjoy drinking it.
Then all of a sudden you just start melting.
Yeah. The guy on the toilet is immense, like, oh. It's one of the... I would replay that scene over and over again. I love it.
It's a meme?
Yeah.
It's a gif as well.
We'll have to find that. But anyway, you've got Mike Lackey in there. He was in I Was a Teenage Zombie. Bill Chappell.
Chappell? Could it be? I don't know.
No, that's like Dave Chappelle.
Oh, right, okay.
This is Chappell.
Right, okay. Chappell?
He was the copper.
Right.
Vic Noto, and he was Bronson in it. And he's been in the Daredevil TV series.
So, right.
And Bridge Torbay was Paulie. No. Yeah, he's Paulie, but he's been in Basket Case and Brain Damage.
Yeah, he's a Frank Henlotter guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's just absolutely nuts. You've got a group of
the homeless,
and they live on like a scrapyard, don't they? And you've got this dude played by Vic Noto. Is it Bronson? Yeah, Bronson. And he just like rules over it like Tina Turner.
He's a king.
Is the Mad Max 3.
That's it. Add to eternity.
Yeah. And it's just the savage, aren't they? The feral, really.
It's an absolute. I mean,
it's definitely satirical.
Oh, completely.
Of the time.
Yeah, because you know there was
a lot of big homeless problem.
There was.
I mean, I'll go back to my favourite band, Carter. Yeah. So they did a song called "An All American Sport." And it was about burning burning tramps and bums. So they used to do that. They used to like get them pissed up and then burn them.
And that was treat the homeless despicably.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was a thing that went on in the 80s in America.
The yuppie types, you know, when they're all
the Bullingdon Club, wasn't it? Like that was what Boris and Cameron were in. They used to go. Their initiation was you had to go up to a tramp with a £50 note, and then you just basically set a light to it in front of them and throw it away.
As well as teabagging a pig.
Well, yeah, that was another thing that it was Cameron particularly that got involved in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
good times.
Bummed a pig. Right, back to Dazzard Street Trash.
Fuck the Tories. Sorry. Vic Notto, I'm just going to give you a bit of trivia on it. I mean, because I can't really give you much of the stuff. Yes, I'm going to talk about Dick Football.
Dick Football, right. Frankie Farrell.
Yes.
Is a producer on the film.
Right.
And he also produced Spookies.
Oh, right, okay.
He's the actor who got his dick chopped off.
No fucking way.
Yeah. Frankie Farrell's a legend. He holds the Spookies and Street Trash up, and it's like, these are my films.
Brilliant.
Me raw.
Well, Frankie, well done.
I honestly go, Frank Farrell.
Street Trash, fucking loved it.
Frank Farrell.
And I have seen Spookies back in the day, and I'm sure I enjoyed that. I'm sure I will have.
Aye. But no, he got his dick chopped off and used as a football Street Trash.
Well, that scene is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. But tell you what, Frank, he's got a big cock, like.
As a football, would it not be better as like a rugby ball or something? I'm just thinking.
Well, it's American football.
Yeah,
right.
Of course, football. Yeah, you know, they would call it football, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course.
It's American film. It's not soccer. No. Soccer. No, that'd be no fun, would it?
No, it really
kicking,
be weird.
Kicking a cock. You don't want to throw a cock, not kick a cock. You want to catch a cock.
Yeah. I don't want to catch a cock.
Oh, man.
Every morning I wake up and go, I don't catch a cock.
No, it's a totally good, fun film, and I do.
Apart from the that scene, do you know when they all break into the...
Into his little den?
Aye.
It's a bit upsetting, yeah.
But great film though.
Yeah. Oh no, that's a bit that is you proper feel it, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Because you do feel for these guys.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
and the main guy, I can't remember what his name is. Fred, is it? Yeah, Fred. He's with the hat.
Yeah.
And the beard, Fred.
I think so.
Yeah. And he's quite a likable character.
Yeah.
You know, and you do feel sorry for him. And it's a cracking film, and I recommend it to you.
I'd recommend it to anyone. Yeah. I don't. This is the thing. I don't think there's a lot of kind of. I think us old school guys, we get a lot of these films from the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, we can understand where they were coming from, because we, you know, you seen.
But we say it's the golden age.
Well,
we do, don't we?
That video age.
Yeah.
Of that kind of.
It's a golden age of
70s,
horror.
70s, 80s, 90s
right.
Was just.
Yeah,
that 70s, 80s, 90s was just some of the best horror films
that have
ever been made.
And it's not discounting all the classic films from the 50s, 60s and beyond, you know.
It just seemed that was our generation's film watching.
Maybe that's what it is, our generation.
Yeah.
I sat, because I'm a twat now, I write lists of my favourite shit, and I sat and put like my favourite 100 films in order one night when I was bored. And then I sat again because I'm a twat and put which decade each one was from, and then listed my decades in order of my favourite decades.
I bet the 80s was your biggest decade.
80s was number one.
I think for the three of us that's true.
It was our teenage thing, wasn't it? We were all teenage in the 80s, weren't we?
That was. But I was growing up in there. I was Adam Goldberg in the Goldbergs in the 80s. I was
fucking. Well, he had money, didn't he? Lord of Brampton there.
And I was Jewish.
And he was Jewish as well. Oh, man. I'm all going from Lord Woff of Brampton.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the 80s is, you know, that video period.
Yeah, it was great.
When I say I had no censorship, but yous were pretty.
I was all right.
Yous weren't getting to see the extremes that I got to see, but
I was
you
a bit
watching
later.
The likes of.
I was
the
still watching 18s and.
Yeah,
shit,
Killer Clowns and stuff like that.
The thing I watched when I was about six or something.
There you go.
I watched Alien early on. I watched Carrie early on.
Yeah.
I watched Halloween early on.
Well, as I say, when I said to you within my first 10 tapes, it'll be one of them will have been
Pink Flamingos.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, and it'll have been Dawn of the Dead was my first.
Yeah.
Zombie Flesh Eaters, Cannibal Holocaust, Cannibal Ferox.
Jesus Christ, that's some induction, like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. They'll have been with, you know, Pink Flamingos. The first VHS.
Mine was The Incredible Journey. Hey, but it's a fucking beautiful film.
It is a great film, you know what I mean? We all like a bit of Disney now and again, but it was just, it was because my dad, was such a big film fan, so we, I got to watch all sorts.
Yeah.
But there we go, that's the films we picked for each other. I hope yous, if yous haven't watched them, go out and watch them.
I did have a little bit of trivia.
Well, go on then. Oh, I forgot it. Sorry.
No, it's fine, fine. The guy, Vic Notto, who played Bronson, didn't have a clue what he was doing because he got hired the day before principal photography. The garbage truck that Fred jumps into was also used to bring various cast members to the film's premiere.
That's nice.
And the initial actor who was cast as Bronson got fired the same day. So there you go, just a few little bits.
Right.
Sorry about that.
No, no, I thought you'd done your trivia. We went off onto a tangent, didn't we, Garby, right?
It wasn't important. That was all shite anyway, well, to be fair.
There we go. There's the films we picked for each other then. I hope the lads enjoyed what I gave them, even though, you know, Woff was a bit shocked. Because I know I enjoyed what the lads gave us, but Mother was fucking shite.
That's what I mean.
I mean, there was an enjoyment there. But
it's not from me.
That's it. I could see that. Like you kind of wanted me to like yours more, but like, but you didn't like mine. So no, it's kind of same in the way, isn't it? Like,
mine are great films.
But I thought mine was a great film. You know. I'll come back. It's like it's not. I'm not.
Right, this is to be continued. Well, yeah, this one's definitely to be continued.
We're taking the piss. But no. So thank you all for listening. Don't forget also radio show on Solway Radio. I've got a radio show, a bit of music, bit of chat. That's Fridays at 10 o'clock in the morning. There isn't a listen again function, so you've got to listen kind of live. So that's 10 a.m. Friday mornings, Solway Radio. Give it a listen and give Solway Radio a listen in general. So I'll say good night, God bless. This was the Cumbria Cult Cinema Cast. And it was a paperfoot production for the Cumbrian Sound and Vision Network, and it's produced by Us Idiots and Nick Brownlee. Good night.